farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Trelawny ranked number 3 in agricultural production based on 2014-15 output, and Banana Board lauds farmers in St. James. Stay with us to hear more on today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, says Trelawny is now ranked 3rd in the island in terms of agriculture production. JAS Vice President Donald Berry says the farmers in the parish produced 93,404 tons of crops in 2014. This represented 16.1% of the island's total domestic agricultural supply of just over 579,000 tons and placed the parish 3rd behind Manchester and St. Elizabeth. Meanwhile, Mayor of Falmouth, Councillor Garth Wilkinson, says the time is right for the promotion of agriculture as a career and the establishment of more agricultural colleges. He is urging Jamaicans to promote the sector as a prime investment and ensure increased productivity to sustain the country's local and export markets. And the Banana Board is commending farmers in Western Jamaica whose outputs were instrumental in the crop's overall growth nationally. General Manager Janet Coney says the growth is attributed to continuous production amid prolonged drought.
Last year, in spite of the fact that we had a drought that was compounded after a drought in the previous year, with all of the programs and the help that we're getting, we still managed to increase production in bananas by 3%. And 3% in a year of drought is significant.
Mrs. Coney is encouraging farmers in St. James to continue replanting with the fire variety bananas to achieve even greater yields.
We managed to convince the EU to give us a lab to produce more varieties so we don't have to import in the future. And that lab is already retrofitted. The floor of that lab is being put in place. And within another 3 months, we will be able to produce seedlings from that lab.
She's also commending the farmers on their willingness to cooperate in the National Mocha Disease Elimination Program, noting that plant contamination stands at less than 1% in St. James and Jamaica at large and is below the Caribbean figure of 5%. And on the Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the Jamaica 4-H Club will be hosting its parish and national achievement expos in the central region in the month of March. The dates and venues are as follows. March 2 at the Servet Primary School in St. Anne. March 3 at the Porras High School. March 8 at the Demby Showground. And on March 10 at the St. Elizabeth Technical High School. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590 and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio.
Hey, this country wants to save money. Save energy, so no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The more you chop breadfruit, the more it springs. Translation: the more you chop breadfruit, the more it springs. And this means things grow under the right conditions. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.